This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Now, at this time, I usually say, open your King James Bible and turn to book, chapter, verse, and line where we left off last time. But today, we're going to take a field trip because all of Christendom is celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, please open your King James Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 22. Psalms, chapter 22. Everybody in the world is invited to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're live on the air with SoundCloud, Facebook, and through social taping. When we go off the air, we have prayer meeting with fervent prayer for America. On the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., I serve LOL, Lots of Love for You. On that first Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m., I'm not on the air. I devote all that time, about 2 hours or more, praying for everybody who comes one by one with the laying on of hands as the Holy Spirit leads. We have a segment for prayer for healing, physical, mental, emotional. We have a segment for deliverance from drugs, from alcohol. Don't be ashamed, the ever for the grace of God go I. And then, last but not least, I ask the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:26, to intercede for me with groanings which cannot be uttered, that I pray according to Father's will. He often responds with words of knowledge, words of prophecy, etc., words of wisdom. Now, I want to invite everybody in the world to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, and through social taping. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott versus the produce place. The amazing grace that is the produce place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a sign, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now the curtain comes up on Psalms chapter 22. From God's heart to my heart to your heart. Jesus, our Passover, died in our stead, shed his blood for our sins, arose from the dead, and he's coming again. Amen. Jesus, our Passover. What is Easter? Easter comes from an Anglo-Saxon word, Ishtar. Ishtar is a pagan goddess of fertility. They go into the woods, lie in the grass, lay their eggs quick like a bunny, sexual orgies. Ooh. Is the word Easter in God's word? In the original manuscripts in which God dictated it, no. But remember, we studied from translations. In Acts chapter 12, verse 4, the word Easter is there one time only. Just one time from Genesis to Revelation. Is a mistranslation. The original Greek and the original Hebrew is Passover. And it's talking about Jesus after he came, died, arose from the dead, and went back to heaven. They are celebrating his death, burial, and resurrection, Passover. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. What is Passover? Exodus chapter 12. The children of Israel, through whom Messiah Jesus would come, were in slavery captivity to Egypt. And God said, I'm going to let my people go. So he told their leader Moses, tell every family in Israel to take a lamb, firstborn, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, and kill the Passover. Kill the Passover lamb. Take the blood of the lamb, put it in a bowl, dip some hyssop in it, and strike it on the doorpost of your home, on the lintel, down, on the two side posts. Hebrew Tav, the sign of a cross. God says tonight, the death angel is going to fly over Egypt. And because they were sin, all the firstborn will be born. But when I see the blood, death will pass over you.
Amen.
Passover. Passover. Passover.
To the chief musician.
To the chief musician, in Hebrew, means the one who has the victory, the one who gives the victory. Now, Jesus is actually teaching Psalm 22 from the cross. You can check that out in your Gospels. He's orchestrating his own crucifixion. He does not look like he's got the victory. He looks like a victim, but no, he has the victory.
Ajare Shehar.
Ajare Shehar is Hebrew for the dawning of a new day. Oh, happy day. Amen. When Jesus washed our sins away.
Amen. A Psalm of David.
1,000 years before Jesus hung on the cross, God gave David a vision of Psalm 22. And then Jesus is now quoting this 1,000 years later from the cross. Jesus orchestrating his own crucifixion.
Verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my roaring. Verse 2. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, I am not silent.
Now, these two verses, these two, are called in the Bible an acrostic. Want to say acrostic?
Acrostic.
This is something God hides for us to search out. Proverbs says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, it is the honor of kings to search it out. So I searched it out. There are three flashing red lights around this statement. First of all, in the original language, it's written in Aramaic. Now, Jesus was Hebrew, and David was Hebrew. And so they wrote this and said this in Hebrew. When you are in great agony, you don't do a second language. You go back to your first language. So that's out of character. Notice that Jesus says, my God, my God. Jesus never called God God. He called him Father. At age 12, he told Mary and Joseph, did you not know I'd be about my Father's business? He told us to pray, our Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said, I do nothing but first what I see the Father do. And then he said, the Father and I are one. Now, that's the second red light. The third one is, he said, why have you forsaken me? Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. I shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Deuteronomy says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. One God operating in three different offices. God the Father, Yahweh. God the Son, Yeshua, Jesus. God the Holy Spirit, Holy Ruach. And these three are one. You cannot separate yourself from yourself. You'd like to sometimes, wouldn't you? So, what does this mean? We're going to find in one verse here, and I'll tell you when it comes up, that God the Father never did forsake the Son. It just looks that way. So, why is Jesus doing this? There's a military strategy called covert activity. When the enemy's got you surrounded, play dead, and maybe they'll let you live. Jesus had to stay alive on that cross exactly 6 hours. In biblical numerics, 6 is the number of depraved mankind. Because all of sin comes short of the glory of God, we were all depraved. If he had died 15 minutes earlier, my sins might not have been forgiven. Now remember, to the chief musician, this means the one who has the victory. Jesus was doing what God the Father sent him to do. When you're in God's perfect will, no matter how horrible the situation is, you have a peace. Amen. So he was looking pretty peaceful on the cross. And there were some people there who spake Aramaic, and so they would have killed him before the 6 hours were up because they wanted him to suffer if he looked too peaceful there. So this is covert activity. He was tricking them, and they thought they were tricking him.
Verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
To whom is he speaking? God the Father, okay? Now he's speaking Hebrew. Only those first two verses are in Aramaic. The rest of that chapter is Hebrew. Now he's talking to his Father. Why is he doing that? God inhabits the praises of his people. So Jesus needs God. And the Bible says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is his strength. So Jesus praises the Father. He's got his presence. Now he's got his joy. Now he's got his strength. When you are in your lowest valley of life, praise the Father. You'll have his presence, you'll have his joy, and you'll have his strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Verse 4, our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. Verse 5, they cried to thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. Verse 6.
Okay, he does a very wise thing there. Jesus remembers all the time that the children of Israel had been delivered from their enemies because Jesus was to come through that lineage to pay the death on the cross. Now, when you're in your lowest valley of life, praise the Father, and then remember those other times God rescued you when it seemed hopeless. That would encourage you.
But I am a worm.
Oh, I'm a worm. Jesus looks down at his body. They beat him with 39 stripes. There was no flesh left. They put a crown of thorns in his brow, blood all over, pulled his beard out, nailed him to a cross. He was a bloody mess. In Bible times, they used a crimson worm to dye garments. They would take the blood of a crimson worm, put it in a bowl, stick the garment in it, and it would come out red, crimson. Jesus says, I look like I've been dipped in blood from a crimson worm. Was he complaining? No. He came to die. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. Why the blood? The life's in the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. I know man.
He said, I don't even look like a man. Isaiah says, there was nothing of him to be desired. Now, that doesn't mean before he went to the cross, he was gorgeous. I have a picture of him, a spiritual picture of him. He's gorgeous. Of course, the Son of God, he would be. But they'd beaten him so much, he didn't look like a man. He could have been a dog. He could have been a donkey.
A reproach of men and despised of the people.
Jesus says, the people are despising you. Now, people think that God was despising him. No, we're going to get to that verse. God didn't despise him.
Verse 7. All that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their heads, saying, verse 8, he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delighted in him.
They mocked him, and the gospel said, if he will have him, ha ha.
Verse 9, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Verse 10, I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly.
Jesus looks down from the cross and sees Mary's big eyes filled with tears, compassion. John, behold thy mother, mother. Behold thy son. In your darkest earth hour, praise the Lord. Remember the other times he delivered you. And help someone who's also in great trouble.
Amen. Verse 11. Be not far from me, for trouble is near.
He is talking to the Father. Trouble is sin. He says, Father, watch this. All the sins of all mankind are surrounding me. They have trouble. They're going to jump on me, and I'm going to take everybody's sin on my body on the tree. Why did he want the Father to watch? This is the greatest thing God ever did. This is a redemption plan. And God has to see that. Because when you and I commit that sin and repent, God will say, yes, I can forgive you. I saw my son take that sin on his cross.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus said, come here, self-centeredness, me, myself, and I. Self-centeredness said, ha, 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 I got you, Jesus. But Jesus took self-centeredness. Disobedience, refusing to obey the word of God. Come here. Disobedience said, ha, 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 I got you, Jesus. But Jesus took your disobedience. And on, all through every sin, lies come here. Every lie that Joe Biden tells in the mainstream media and every human being tells, jumped on Jesus. Ha, 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 I've got you, said lie. But Jesus took your lies. And Father saw it all, every sin.
For there is none to help.
Jesus said, there's nobody else can do this. There's none other name given under heaven and earth whereby men might be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Jesus Christ. He is the sacrificial lamb, pure and holy.
Verse 12. Many bulls have encompassed me. Long bulls of Bashan have beset me around.
The bulls of Bashan in the Hebrew are magnificent animals. They are actually people, but they are children of Cain, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, and Cain is a child of the devil when that old serpent beguiled Eve in the garden. Now the devil in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14 was absolutely gorgeous. God made the full pattern. So his children were magnificent. Sargon the Magnificent at that time. Now they're not so magnificent because their daddy is dead. But they were saying, we're just going to kill you, Jesus.
Verse 13. They looked upon me with their mouths as a raving and roaring lion.
The devil was there. He goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom may devour. The devil is so stupid. He thought if he killed Jesus, that the devil could be God. Lucifer, Isaiah 14, always wanted to be God. But you see, he thought he had Jesus. Jesus had him. That was covert activity. Because Jesus defeated death, whose name is the devil. Hebrews 2:14. Now you have power over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Over scorpions and serpents, demons and devils, and nothing shall be enemy. Hurt minds hurt you. So in your darkest hour, praise the Lord. Remember those other times God has rescued you, helped somebody else who's in trouble, and authorize your power. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Verse 14, I am poured out like water.
All the water was gone. We need water to drink. John chapter 4, he told the woman at the well, I am the living water. You drink of me, you'll never thirst again. So you and I could drink the well of salvation. He gave up all the water for you and for me.
And all my bones are out of joint.
Ouch. The body of Christ, the bones, not so perfectly aligned, are we?
My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowel.
His heart broke in two. Jesus died of a broken heart. I broke Jesus' heart with my miserable sins. And you, thinking you're so perfect, you broke Jesus' heart with your miserable sins. He died of a broken heart.
Verse 15, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw.
I thirst.
And thou hast brought me to the dust of death.
This is called, in Hebraism, a figure of speech. There's nothing more degrading than to be the eternal being. Jesus always was, he is, he always will be. He who is life created everything that is. He would die in our stead. How degrading.
Verse 16, the dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me.
These are the same things as the bulls of Bashan. These are the demons and the evil spirits and the evil children of the devil saying, crucify him, crucify him.
They pierced my hands and my feet.
They nailed him to a cross.
Verse 17. I may tell all my bones.
Tell means count. He looked down. There was no flesh left. All he could see was his bones, and he could count every one of them. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he knows his sheep. He counts his sheep, and he knows his sheep by name. Jesus is the bridegroom. Are we, the saved church, are the bride? We are bone of his bones. And the Bible says not one was broken. That was us. He knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows everything you've ever done, will do. He knows your name.
They look and stare upon me. Verse 18. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
The gospel said the Roman soldiers cast gamble for his robe there.
Verse 19. But be thou not far from me, O Lord, all my strength.
Now, the 6 hours are getting close, but he's got a few more minutes. And your sins and my sins might not have forgiven. Remember, he's got to stay there 6 hours. So it says, Father, Holy Spirit, I need a little air here. I need a little bit more so I can last my 6 hours. He was not trying to get out of dying, but he didn't want you to die. Give me a little air, he says. Now, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. Memorize it. Before you call, God says, I will answer. While you are yet speaking, I will hear. Now, Jesus is asking for a little bit of air to last his 6 hours so your miserable sins and mine could be forgiven. And before he calls, the Holy Spirit gives him some air, but he doesn't even know it, just like you.
Praise the Lord.
Haste thee to help me.
Hurry, please. I need some air here.
Verse 20. Deliver my soul from the sword.
That's the Lord speaking. Soul is as one. We are one, son. Here we are, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
My darling, from the power of the dog.
Darling, my only begotten son. We're here, son. We're going to give you some air. Now, Jesus doesn't realize it yet, so he's still asking.
Verse 21. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn.
He suddenly realized he could be, you heard me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to live the rest of this time, and then I can die for everybody's sin. There's no such word as a unicorn. There's no such thing. It's a mistake. It means the wild ox, all these bulls are basing around him. They're not going to kill me until I'm ready to die, says Jesus.
Verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Verse 23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye, the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye, the seed of Israel.
Because he knows he's going to make it now. He's happy. For the joy set before him, he went to the cross. He looks down the cars of time, heaven on earth, and he sees his saved, and we're going to praise him. The natural seed of Jacob, Israel, grafted in.
Verse 24.
Now this is the verse that tells you that God the Father did not forsake the Son, neither did he despise him. Here it is.
And he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted.
The word he in Hebrew is El Elohim, God the Father, the Creator. He did not despise the afflicted one, that's Jesus.
Neither has he hid his face from him.
He's watching all of this. This is the greatest thing God ever did. He's going to see his redemption plan. He did not turn his back on him.
Amen.
He won't turn his back on you.
But when he cried to him, he heard.
He, the Son, cried. He, Elohim, the Father, heard. Now memorize that verse. They say God turned his back. No, he had to see this so our sins could be forgiven.
Amen.
Verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. 26. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever.
He's looking down the cars of time. People, I'm giving you life eternal.
Amen.
Verse 27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the kings of the nations shall worship before thee.
Jesus comes back at the seventh trump after the Antichrist. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Verse 28. For the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations.
Of his kingdom there shall be no end. King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus forever.
Amen.
Verse 29. All that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All them that go down to the dust shall bow before him.
In the eternity, those who are saved shall be happy and worship him. All that those that bow the knee to the Antichrist and the devil shall be lost.
And none can keep alive his own soul.
There would be no salvation for anyone who does not come through Jesus Christ.
Verse 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be counted to the Lord for a generation.
Jesus says in the Gospels, we're called the generation of the fig tree. There's one generation, we are it, who will usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ. Okay, he's talking about that. The elect alive right now on planet Earth and the two witnesses of Revelation 11.
Verse 31. They shall come and declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born.
He's going to send his very elect at the end. They're alive right now. And they are telling you, because you weren't born then, you're born now, right?
That.
Here's what the elect are saying, and the two witnesses, Revelation 11. Right now, the elect say,
he hath done.
He hath done.
This.
This is in italics. God didn't say that. He hath done is the equivalent of the Greek, it is finished. Jesus gave up the spirit. His spirit went and preached to those in Hades, in paradise, who were lost. Joseph of Arimathea took his body down from the cross, put it in a tomb, and sealed it with a stone. Jesus said, my body will lie there 3 days and three nights. When Jesus died, it was Passover. Jesus is our Passover lamb. So they had two Sabbaths, the regular Saturday and the high Sabbath, which is Wednesday. Each day began at eventime, at dark. So from Wednesday sundown to Thursday sundown is one day. From Thursday sundown to Friday sundown is two. From Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is three. You can't get that from Friday Sunday morning to save your life. And then he arose. Matthew chapter 28. On the first day of the week, after the Sabbath, the ladies came to the tomb to anoint his body. They thought he was dead, yet he said he would be alive. They found the stone rolled away and an angel sitting on the stone. And the angel said, ye seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen as he said. Duh. I had the duh. But see, look what he tells you in your Bible, and you don't believe it. And so Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus showed himself alive 40 days. It was time for him to go back to the Father, sit on the right hand, ever living to make intercession for us and send the Holy Spirit. And he said, now this is for every one of you. Go ye, you, go. Go ye into all the world. And preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things, Genesis 1, Revelation 22, that I've taught you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus, our Passover, died in our stead, shed his blood for our sins, arose from the dead, and he's coming again. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Let me introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm blessed after that, Miss Sherry. Thank
you.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Amen.
Well, David left his stuff in the car. Does he could put his stuff in the bag? What is Scott's stuff?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Fantastic. Great, Scott. Thank you very much. Before I pray for healing, if anyone's not saved out in cyberspace, we're all over the world there, pray this prayer with me and mean it. You'll want to get saved right here, right now. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I turn from them.
I turn from them.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive all my sins.
Wash them all away with your blood.
Wash them all away with your blood.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And put me where you want me, in your church.
And put me where you want me, in your church.
And make me usable.
And make me usable.
Let me win many souls to Jesus.
Let me win many souls to Jesus.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen.
That Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen.
For those of you in cyberspace, Romans says, with the mouth, confession is made of salvation. You need to tell two or three people. I invite you to tell me. Scott will give you my telephone number in a little while. He's my announcer. And call that number. It's my email. And tell me confession. And when I get it, I'll pray for you and welcome to the family of God. You also may email me, and I'll give you that in a moment. Now, for all new Christians, get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. I suggest the King James Version, because even though there are some errors like Easter, you can trace every word back to the original Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Chaldean, Syriac, so you'll be in good standing with God. Understand it. Pray to the Father every day. Don't call him God anymore. Father, in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Read that Bible every day. And go to church every time the doors open. Goes on the Sabbath, whether it's Sunday or Saturday, go midweek. You need that. We're coming to the end. Those of you who miss on Wednesday, you're missing out there. Find a church that teaches God's word one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Why? The Bible tells you to. Paul said, read this epistle in the church. Isaiah 28 says, line by line, line by line. And you want to make sure that you witness to God and live for him, and I love you. Welcome to the family of God. Here's my email, shari medlock, trumpetoftruth@gmail.com. Again, Sherry Medlock, trumpetoftruth@gmail.com. The G is for God. Now, for healing, I want everybody in the world and in here, if you can, put your place on your body where there's pain or sickness. And if you can't put it on a private part, put it on your head or somewhere. Okay, here we go. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back. And with his stripes, we're healed. He sent his word and healed you. I delivered you from your destruction. The Son of Righteousness arrives with healing in his wings. He restores health and cure to you. He heals you of all diseases. So in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, pain be gone. Jesus bore your pain. Sickness be gone. Cancer be gone. Diabetes be gone. Arthritis be gone. Hearts be healed. Lungs be healed. Throats be healed. Backbone, spine, central nervous system be healed. Scoliosis be gone. Fibromyalgia be gone. Kidney disease be gone. Gums healed. Teeth healed. Eyes see, ears hear, legs walk. In the name of Jesus, pick up your bed and walk. He said his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
And we all say, I agree
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend in the whole wide world, because I just told you the truth. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He would never leave you. He'll never forsake you. No greater love is this than a man laid down his life for his friend. I felt his presence. I love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you. I love you too. I'm looking forward to next time when you and I get together all over the world. to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
the Trumpet of Truth. Regards home to the very best of contemporary Christian music, 91.5 FM. WMIE.
Here I am, and I have come to thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. Paid the price at Calvary. Shed your blood, you set me free. Thank you, Lord. No greater love was ever shown. No better life ever was laid down. Oh, and I will always love you. My shame, you drank my cup, you bore my pain. Thank you, Lord. You broke the curse, you broke the chains, in victory from death you rose again. Thank you, Lord.
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy. Shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy. Sacrifice of praise, offering of thanks and gratitude to you, my King, to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No bring an offering to you.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Fasting must include your willingness to give to others what you need God to give to you.
Dr. Tony Evans says being a conduit of God's goodness can open up the floodgates of his favor.
The best way to be blessed is to be a blessing.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Most people think of fasting in terms of what we don't do, eat. But the Bible describes a very active side to fasting, things that prove our act of sacrifice is more than just an act. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explains.
In Isaiah 58, the prophet talks to the children of Israel, and he speaks to us today. It is the single longest passage in Scripture on fasting. People fasted for different kinds of situations throughout the Bible. Single people fasted for a mate. When people were in trouble, they fasted for relief from the trouble. All kinds of scenario called for it. But it was a time where they would set aside the physical in order to gain something more important than the spiritual. Fasting can be defined as the deliberate abstinence from some form of physical gratification for a period of time in order to activate a greater spiritual goal or to achieve a greater spiritual goal. Zechariah 7, verses 5 and 6 says, "You fast for God, you eat for yourself." We eat fit for our physical well-being, for our nutritional value. But he says, when you fast, when you intentionally give up the physical to gain the spiritual, you do that for God. And so Jesus made the point that in my absence, after my death, resurrection, and ascension, you will fast until I come again. And the people had a question, verse 3 of Isaiah 58, why have we fasted and you do not see? Why have we humbled ourselves and you do not notice? Behold, on the day of your fast, you find your desire. In other words, we come to you, we tell you what we want, we tell you what we need, we give you our desires, and we don't hear a thing. So we've done the duty. We've done what you've asked us to do. We fulfill what you've required, but heaven is not responding. Heaven is not answering us. Fasting is supposed to say that the spiritual is more important than the physical, that the supernatural is more important than the natural. Fast